I'm Kevin H.
I'm Kevin C.
And I'm a Seth.
And this is the
Dark Windows Podcast.
So just a disclaimer, we are going to talk about some things that people might not be super comfortable with. We're going to use some
language.
A language that people are not going to be super comfortable with.
That's adult language. Expletives.
So sit back.
Relax.
And enjoy the show.
Or not. That's cool too.
We want to start out by saying a special thank you to our sponsor, Studio Headphones. Studio offers some of the best quality sound and best built headphones on the market without the outrageous prices that other brands offer.
They offer a variety of different styles, including over-the-ear, wired earbuds, and completely wireless Bluetooth buds. The two newest models are the Klar, which are over-the-ear noise-canceling headphones that offer 30 hours of playtime. Hold on, 30 hours continuous playtime without being recharged.
And the Tolv, which are totally wireless Bluetooth earbuds that offer 7 hours of playtime in a case that holds 4 additional charges for the buds.
So check out studio.com where you will find some of the best quality headphones and earbuds on the market. And if you enter Dark Windows 15 at checkout, they will take 15% off your entire order. What's going on, everybody?
How do we do, interneters?
Hi.
we catch you off guard. You're just like, oh, fuck. Gotta say something. Hi.
I was just trying to take a a gulp down to just clear my vocals.
Caught you between swallers.
Yeah, I was like ah blah blah.
So, Seth,
yo,
you got something you got to talk about real quick, right? It's a thing. It's a thing. You sent me one. Plastic doodaddle.
Doodaddle?
Yeah.
Doodaddle.
Doodaddle. Doodaddle. Do do do.
Doodly do.
I can talk about, there's an awesome site everyone should go to if they're into painting miniatures.
Yes, that's the thing.
Boom. That site is gameenvy.net. You head on over there because you have somebody or you know somebody or you have a connection with work or personal life of with somebody. Can't be the only one in this area that paints miniatures. You send them over there. You let them know, hey, there's some awesome stuff on this site called gameenvy.net. Okay, go over there. They check out all this cool stuff. They have a hobby holder. It's a 2-in-1 little basin handle, little painting tool. And then, you know what? They could pick out some colors in the variety of, things that they like. Pick out some other cool little hobby-related tools. And then they put that stuff in the checkout cart. You put in the promo code Broadstone, me folks, and save yourself 10% off the entire order.
Nice. 10%, because, St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, the patron saint of 10% off things,
No. Duh. No, I was actually thinking, I'm like, another sweet holiday where you can get little miniature leprechauns and you can paint them.
That's true. Ooh.
They got to be in D&D.
What about druids? Because that's what he didn't actually force snakes out of Ireland. It was the druids and stuff, but they called them, quote, snakes because, Catholics and whatnot.
What?
Yeah, you didn't realize that?
Are you talking about St. Patrick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like when he drove the snakes out of Ireland, it was actually like, it wasn't snakes. It was, pagan priests and whatnot. And yeah.
Did you say naked priest or pagan priest?
Pagan priest. Probably both, actually.
My hearing's not so well today.
Probably both, because the druids were not like, the druids and Celts were not big fans of pants.
I'm not a big fan of pants.
Dude, I don't like undies.
You're a shorts kind of guy.
Not on the clock. Always. No undies, no socks. It's my life motto. So, what are we doing this week, man? You did all the work on this one. I kind of sat back and was relaxed. Working on next week. So,
sat back, relaxed, have a good time, and all that good stuff. So, this week we're gonna talk. I have two different little things, and I was kind of like just playing around with some ideas. I was like, man, what we haven't covered. I'm like, let's do some. More talk about dolls or objects that are haunted. Let's talk about those.
Haunted objects are always fun to talk about, right?
Yeah, I was like, I kind of like that. It was pretty cool, so let me try to find them. And so I was looking around, and I was like, is there really anything out there besides, the well-known ones, kind of like Annabelle, Robert?
There has to be. Please tell me there is.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, well, there was one, this guy named Chuck, or as they called him, Charlie, with a Y, not an I-E. Yeah, C-H-A-R-L-E-Y.
Okay. I always see that, like, that's for, like, girls that have the, like, the nickname Charlie.
Yeah, or they just do it with an I at the end instead. That, yeah. I went to school with a girl that did that.
What?
Girls, like, if they have the nickname of Charlie, they usually do it with a Y or just, like, an I at the end instead of the IE.
Like Charlie Caruso from the WWE? It's with a Y.
Yes.
Interesting. Stuff you didn't know.
Stuff you might not have even wanted to know.
The more you know.
Futopa.
Okay, so yeah. So the doll, one, the first doll I found was this doll named Charlie. He happened to be found in an attic in this old Victorian home in what they refer to as upstate New York. For us, we know what they're talking about when they say upstate New York.
Albany.
They mean Albany.
Not like Buffalo, Messina, you know, like upstate New
York.
Well,
that's out west. You know, Messina's like, but you know, still, they call that North Country.
Yeah, but then you have like where my wife's from, like, Ticonderoga, that area, which is technically upstate New York, you know,
yeah.
Plattsburgh up that way.
Yeah, if like us in Vermont, we say upstate. Yeah. We're talking about like, you know, Burlington.
By the Canadian border.
Yeah. Yeah.
talking Newport, Burlington, St. Albans.
Jay.
You know, we're talking way the fuck up there.
That's upstate for us, yes.
Where, like, you know, they almost say, what you talking about?
Yeah. Actually, there is gas stations up there that take Canadian currency.
I bet. Yeah, dude, I bought penny candy from there one time, and I was like, oh, whoa, you take Canadian? They're like, we're literally, you spit across the road, that's Canada.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, ew.
I ran into that when I was doing pest control, because I had to go up to, I don't remember what town it was, but it's one of those towns where it literally borders the United
Derby?
States. Yes, that's where I was. And I was like,
that was a good guess.
And I'm like, I've got to piss. I got to go really bad. And I tried to go to this gas station, and this guy's like, you can't go over there. I'm like, dude, I have to pee. He's like, you don't have a passport. And I'm like, I don't care. I've got to piss. He's like, that's technically Canada. You'd be trespassing. And I'm like, well, if I apologized, would that work? But no. So you know what was awesome is I got to park behind a gas station and piss in a bottle. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, way to go.
I just peed on the building.
It's great.
Anyway. It's always fun.
But you know, back to the whole thing with the attic, I feel like that's going to be a running theme with this whole thing with haunted dolls, like finding them in an attic.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Well,
because I know like,
Annabelle wasn't found in an attic. She was found in a store.
Right. No, but I know like with Robert, when they rediscovered him, he was in a trunk in the attic. So that's what I was thinking. I was like, there's going to be some attics going on here.
This guy was found in an attic in upstate New York in 1968. He was all covered up in this trunk. And it had a whole bunch of old newspapers. And the doll stood out amongst all of them. Of course. Because
it's a doll, not a fucking newspaper.
Duh. The newspapers that were inside the trunk were being used as like kind of like a packing to, you know.
Right. Like packing paper.
Yeah.
And
some of the newspapers dated back to like early as 1930s. But the doll, I don't think was... Because they don't really know how old the doll is and how long it actually had been in the thing.
Yeah, it could have been much older than 1930s, I'm guessing, right?
Maybe. Could have been a little older. Now, that's what they, like I said, they don't know actually how old it is, you know, because, you know, newspapers can only tell you so much.
Yeah.
They're not going to be like, hey, this doll was created on this date, at this factory, at this time.
Yeah.
Check the serial number. You can tell if it was made on a Monday or Friday.
Mr. Good Guy.
That's what cars.
The Good Guy dolls.
No, but beside having
Child Play,
the newspapers in there, there was actually another piece of paper. And on that paper was written the Lord's Prayer.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's clearly an evil doll. Because, you know.
Or they just wanted to keep it with it. Like, you know what, little buddy? You're going to be here. We're going to give you something to keep you company. Have a prayer.
Here's some Bible stuff.
Yeah, keep you safe from the demons and crazy little hellion childrens.
Here's some newspapers. Catch up on your reading.
Yeah,
dude, if they have a crossword puzzle or a little word search, man, I could fucking kill a word search. Oh, they got the funnies, the most intellectual part of the paper, the cartoons. Boom.
I'm way better with word searches than crosswords. Like the clues kind of fuck me over sometimes.
Sometimes, man, I don't know. Vermont teddy bear for the longest time used to put chocolate, a little coloring book in there, like little blankies.
I remember that,
They used to put all that stuff in there, a little air hole for these teddy bears.
Yeah.
So this is already like sounding like normal for me.
Yeah, of course. I agree. I really don't. I don't really know what you're talking about, but it's okay. Because I don't really know much about Vermont teddy bear, even though I'm from Vermont. You know.
Well, what they would do is, this is all going to get cut out anyway, because this is squirrel hunt territory. But when they'd package them up to ship them out, they'd have like
stuff
like
in there
air
for...
holes like drilled in the boxes. So
that there'd
they could
be
breathe.
One in the bottom of the box. They would put candy in there for them to eat. They would put like crayons and a little piece of paper in there, yep, for them to color on while they're going on their venture. They used to put like little blankets in there, like little tiny like. Little 3-inch by like 4-inch little blankets. So they
I thought
cover
this
up.
Was all like, you know, supposed to be like for whoever receives it. You know, like,
well, technically that's what it's for, because it's for the kid. But they would put it in the box as for the bear, so the bear had something to do as a selling point, because their bears, each one, they're putting their heart and soul into the bear.
Gotcha.
And their bears are fucking awesome.
Yeah, but they don't do that anymore because of cost cutting.
Yeah.
Mm. Now their bears don't look nearly as cool as they used to.
No, they're not. Yeah, they're not as good a quality.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
Not a family-owned company anymore.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the next topic of, like, we got to get into conspiracy stuff. Like, you know, what about the Builder Bear Group?
Sons of bitches.
Kevin knew where I was going.
Those assholes.
Yeah. They run the goddamn world of stuffed animals.
Them and their fucking big old stuffed owl. So, anyway. So, the people that actually found the doll in 1968 had already had a collection of antique dolls. And they sort of like, oh, well, cool. You know, they got into the house and like, hey, you know, let's take this home with us. So they took it home for their kids. And they decided to give it the nickname of Charlie, like I said earlier. And one source hinted that they took it home because they had daughters and they wanted just to play with it, you know, play with it.
Oh, yeah.
But as it kind of like seems, I don't really think it was. I think they were just like, hey, we have a collection. Let's add it to the collection because this is a really old fucking doll, you know.
Is there a description of it?
No.
Fuck.
No, no description at all.
Because it almost makes you wonder, you know, Charlie, Chucky.
I bet there was a lot of inspiration, well, with just the haunted dolls through history, like with Robert, now Chucky. The Annabelle, like all these different ones, probably inspired those horror movies.
Oh, absolutely. Were you going to get there?
No.
Okay, good. Because I was like, oh shit, because we'll cut that out then.
No, definitely not. No, I don't even. As much as of information I tried to find on this damn doll, like I spent several hours trying to find more, and all I could find was just this one story.
Oh, okay. So
that's it.
Probably because they do, like, this fucking thing is scary as shit. Let's bury it in somewhere else, like underground.
But it does kind of suck that there was no description of it, you know, to like tell you what it, you know, what kind of doll it was, if it was like a porcelain doll or a rag doll or whatever.
Exactly.
That kind of sucks.
Yep. Now, when they brought it home, they put it amongst the other dolls that they had, but the girls didn't want anything to do with this at all.
No way.
I don't know why. I
mean, what? You're trying to tell me two small girls didn't want to play with a creepy fucking doll?
Five girls. Oh. Or five kids. Actually, there's kids. Five kids of them total. But it was left amongst the rest of the collection, and it was just left out of sight, out of mind, as the old saying goes, you know, just because, well, they don't want to use it. Fuck it. We'll
just
leave it there. It wasn't until the parents started to notice that the doll was moving around the bench that they had it on amongst the other dolls that they really were like, okay, what the hell's going on here? Must be the kids actually were like, yeah, we're going to play with it. But that really wasn't the case. It was just moving on its own, according to, you know, all the kids, because they sat to ask them.
Yeah.
You know, hey, were you touching the doll? And they're like, no. You know, we haven't touched it at all. And...
oh, no, never mind. I was going to make
point on the doll where you don't touch the doll.
Show us on the doll where you touch the doll.
Yeah, well, the youngest daughter, she, when she was asked, she told them about a little story. And the story goes that one night she got up to go to the bathroom and she walked past the room with the doll in it and Charlie began to speak to her.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And she claimed that this happened more than once. And the parents didn't, you know, we're like, okay, this must be just chalked it up to, all right, she's your little kid, you know.
Their overactive imagination. Yeah. She probably was overtired. And
yep. you know, she's just, you know, maybe scared of the doll. Because I, you know, I had one of those when I was a kid. Well, I didn't have it personally. My great grandmother did. She had a, I think it was, not Roger Rabbit. No, Bugs Bunny.
Okay.
She had a creepy ass old Bugs Bunny that she had in her bathroom. This fucker was like so scary. I didn't want
to
look
place
at
to
it.
Put a Bugs Bunny.
I know.
What's up, Doc? I'm taking a shit, motherfucker. Leave me alone.
Go eat your carrot somewhere else, dude.
Like, only time I really wanted to go in was like, you know, in the morning, because if we spent the night there, because I was like, yeah, that creepy motherfucker's gonna do something.
I'm gonna flush his face down the toilet.
Waterboard this fucking rabbit. Make sure he can't do anything.
Let me shit in peace, peas. Jeez, this is why I don't poop in public.
Well, she also had some other dolls that were just like in different parts of the house that were fucking just weird.
Dude, my aunt had a Teddy Ruxpin when they first came out.
I wanted one of those so bad.
That told her to kill my mother.
What?
Yeah, swear to God. I'll have, when my mom comes over tonight for dinner, I'll have her come up and record it, and we'll put it at the end of the episode. Huh. Swear to God. Yeah.
But Teddy Ruxpin just...
I think it was Teddy Ruxpin. I could be wrong.
Read stories to you.
Yeah.
That's so metal, though.
Like, you put a cassette in his like back or his mm-hmm. belly or whatever.
Yeah, his back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like the fucking Furby, where the Furby could pick up shit and talk to you.
Furby couldn't pick up anything.
You know my...
No! As I'm peeling off its fuzz to see what's going on, it's screaming.
You know what my Furby picked up pretty well? 12-gauge slugs.
I never had one.
Doesn't like it. Yeah, I got one given to me when I was a kid, and I was like, yeah, this is cool, and like 30 seconds later, I fucking hate this thing.
One of my brother's girlfriends bought one, and I wanted to kill it, so.
I did. I killed mine.
Yeah.
You're a mean fuck. Haven't you ever watched Toy Story?
Yeah, Toy Story was wonderful. Furbies are fucking terrible.
They're still a toy.
Well, back to Charlie.
You put a Furby in my boots. Sorry.
Now, back from that that little side quest. Back to Charlie here. So the parents, like I said, just thought that, you know, hey, this kid's telling stories, you know, kid, she's just didn't know what she was talking about pretty much. You know, it'd be okay. Well, it wasn't until all five of the children started making claims that they actually had seen Charlie do stuff. And they wouldn't actually get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. Because they didn't want to go past the room.
Don't blame them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was just like, yeah. But that wasn't really the final straw for them. They kept the doll in the room, and they just kind of like, okay, you know, whatever. You know, they won't get up in the middle of the night. That's kind of probably like, cool for us, you know? Hey.
Less of a mess we have to clean up in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they might pee their bed. That's a worrisome thing.
Yeah, you make them clean it up.
But, you know, they're not... walking around, you know, causing noise or whatever. So, but that wasn't really much of anything. It wasn't until the parents actually discovered that the youngest child was covered in scratches.
Oh, shit.
And it wasn't scratches from the cat, claimed the killer girl. It was actually from Charlie. Charlie had scratched the hell out of her. They're like, yeah, okay. This is enough of this. We're gonna take this little fucker and we're gonna put him upstairs in the attic. You know, we're gonna package him away. He's done. Sayonara.
Yeah, don't blame you. I'd have burned the little shit.
Now since the doll then was, you know, had it been was just tucked away and everything, out of sight. So it wasn't then once it was rediscovered, it actually has been changed hands several times to, you know, gone from one place to another just because of how freaky the little fucker is, I guess. But, which kind of leads me to the, but it's kind of weird that that since it's changed hands so much that there isn't any other stories.
Yeah, but that's kind of weird.
But I also attribute it to, well, who wants to listen to these stories? You know, because, I mean, from the 1960s or 70s or whatever, you know, or before, people are like, we don't want to hear about that kind of stuff. You know, that you're just, you know, full of it. It's just, yeah. You know, your imagination running wild. Just didn't want to tell anybody. Because
did the people who owned the doll originally, did they ever come forward, like, give the real names, or is it just like all hearsay? Like, oh, did you hear about this person with this?
Yeah, because I don't
unknown businessman type comments here going, or a story. It's like
unknown businessman gets licked by a frog.
No, he licks a frog.
Oh, he licks a frog. Sorry.
Remember.
It's two-way licking.
But no, it's just one of those things where it feels like this could be like a possible urban legend, maybe some truth of it. But you know? Then again, this is also the era where you don't want the embarrassment of being like, we're getting traumatized by a fucking doll.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be one of those things where it's like, oh, did you hear about what happened to those people? And you don't actually say, you just say those people. Oh, the people down the road. Apparently there was some fucking doll in there or whatever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the kids are going to talk, but they're probably going to keep it pretty on lockdown because they don't want to be those people.
Yeah, they don't want to – those people that are, you know, like getting scared by a doll.
Yeah, because you get made fun of mercilessly.
To me, it almost makes me wonder if maybe it was something in the house that was attaching itself to the doll. And then when you
remove – a physical representation.
Exactly. Then when you remove the doll, there's nothing there left.
True.
It just stays in the house.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, I mean, like I said, I tried to find out more information.
Right.
Tried to see if there was any other stories, tried to find anything out, and I couldn't find anything more about this doll. I was just like, okay, that's kind of weird.
That is weird, yeah. You only get the one story out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because most of, like... Again, like the more well-known ones like Robert and Annabelle, you get multiple like stories and even like...
Even stuff written in print about like... I know with Robert, there was that person that, you know, talked trash about him and then got into a massive car accident.
Yeah. And like if you go to the museum, you're supposed to ask him permission before you take his picture
or
you will get screwed up. So...
Yeah.
So, Robert, if you're listening, we wouldn't mind talking about you for a little bit, you know, just...
I won't be here for that episode.
No, I mean like right now, just in case... Nope.
Drive down to Florida and just apologize.
Yeah.
Well.
Ugh. Freaky little fucker.
Ugh. And he's
I wonder
like,
where he's at now.
He's in a museum.
No. I'm talking about Chuck.
Oh.
I know where he is now.
Where is he?
Oh, hold on. Let me guess. Does Zach Bagans own him?
No.
Damn it.
he's located in a place called Local Artisan. And he sits amongst taxidermied animals, unusual art, and other strange things.
Where is this place?
Yeah.
Not a fucking clue.
Hmm.
So local artisan, but there's no physical address.
Yeah.
Fuck. Probably they're keeping him on lockdown because they don't want his fucking voodoo shit attacking people.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's actually voodoo, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, for the next one, I took a page out of Dear Kevin C's playbook, and I was like, you know what? Let's go find something on eBay. Because, you know, that seems kind of cool that how he, you know, how you had done it. You had seen on eBay the thing. And I was like,
actually,
there's got to be more than just what, you know, he had found and everything. I'm like, or you had discovered a story of.
I actually found it on the show Paranormal Witness. And then I found through like digging and stuff, I actually found the original eBay posting. And I was like, this is awesome. I've never had this much luck trying to dig something up.
This particular one is actually an eBay posting, and it's actually a real doll. It's still up for bid.
Like real doll, like as the sex dolls?
Ooh. How much is it? Is it new or used? Because I don't want a used one.
Can you put it in the dishwasher?
I wonder if you were to disassemble them if they're dishwasher safe. Son of a bitch. I guess I'm going to do some looking around afterwards.
Get off this topic.
Oh, I will.
Sex.
Speaking of which.
Back to this eBay doll.
I'm just over here going, da, da, da. You know, out and left field.
We are making disgusting sex jokes.
So here's the doll that I found. His name is William. And this comes right from the post. This is the specifics of it. So William is a cutie pie. He is a Robert collector's doll.
I think you mispronounced that. Robert? I don't know. Fuck you, I was being French.
Those are those fancy ceramic dolls, right?
I have no clue.
I don't know. This is your story. I'm asking you questions.
It could be.
I saw you the...
It could be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the?
Could you imagine one of those, like, you know, those little precious moments figures? If one of those.
That's
what I
think it was, like, with, like, the ceramic head and hands, yeah. But the rest of it's all padding.
I couldn't tell. Well, I looked at this doll and I couldn't tell if it was a fancy one or not because I don't know my, you know.
You got to step up your game on fucking doll knowledge.
Come on,
buddy.
Man. So, well, it must be fancy because they paid $500 for it originally.
Goddamn.
Yeah. That's excessive.
Yeah, well, the doll was created in 1994 by Artworks, and it was created for this lady. Her name was Margot, and she paid, like I said, $500 for him.
She got ripped off.
He has a soft core body, porcelain bisque, porcelain painted movable head and limbs.
I called it.
Called it. Nice.
Look at that. See, you do know because the description is
right
there.
See?
Ceramic head and hands.
Maybe I was just keeping you guessing.
I know my collectible dolls. I paint miniatures and I collect Funko and action figures. Fuck me.
It's not like those shitty ones with the porcelain core and the soft hands and face and stuff.
Sure.
I was just doing the exact opposite of it, just try to be funny. And
It didn't
work.
You could be right.
Kevin, it didn't work. Let it go.
Let it go. Come on, Elsa.
Let it go. Okay.
My joke wasn't funny. Don't pretend to laugh
at it. I don't know if it was or wasn't.
It was terrible. Fuck you.
Not only is his transitions bad, his jokes are just as bad.
Damn.
Usually not, but hey. Mm.
So it's a porcelain bisque, porcelain painted, movable head and limbs. Ooh, that's a fancy one. Extremely realistic appearance. Crystal glass eyes.
Ugh.
And he's in a standing position.
Ugh.
He is supposed to be 28 inches high, but he measured. They measured him
sitting at
27 inches high.
Oh, probably because he was sitting. No. Wait.
I don't know.
Did he? Did he develop a hunch?
I was going to say, how old is he? Does he have osteoporosis? Has he shrunk?
This is 1994.
Was he a professional wrestler at one point in time, get spinal stenosis, and lose a couple inches somewhere?
You know, you're probably right.
It might be.
Okay, that's not funny because I do have spinal stenosis. And I'm like, I remember being... Fuck.
I used to be 7'3", now I'm 3'6".
Well, he is described as school... This is all in quotes. School age sized. So basically, so a little kid could play with them.
Okay. Yeah,
bring him to school?
Sense.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't because he's ceramic.
He has dark ash blonde hair with blue eyes. Oh, my dreamboat. Damn. Sorry, did that come out?
No, it's okay.
No, you're good. You're good. Your dreamboat is
no
a ceramic doll.
When was this doll built, maybe?
94. I said 94.
The story takes place in 94, or the doll is like trademarked from 94?
No, it was created in 94.
Oh, anyway, might want to restart that paragraph.
So he has long eyelashes.
Okay.
And he is ethnic European with a fair skin tone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gutentagen. Yeah, yeah.
Gesundheit.
With fair skin tone and a few freckles.
Yeah, freckles for the win.
He's sweetly dressed in a cute Mickey Mouse outfit with saddle shoes and a badge on a chain. He looks like a typical boy, a little scruffy but adorable.
A badge on a chain?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what is he like? Supposed to be like a sheriff or something? Or like?
No, it's kind of like his.
Oh, like a name badge.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't get a badge. I get a laminate.
And everybody's, you know,
get a sweet lanyard with your name on it.
That was a Dexter joke.
Not as everybody's cool, you know.
I never watched Dexter.
Oh, it was a good show, man. The last season's dog shit. Just watch the rest of them, though.
I just watched, you know, Dexter's Laboratory.
Now, here's where I would pay less than, you know, probably what they're asking for, because I think they're asking quite a bit for this doll. I don't remember how much exactly. I think it was like over 1,000 for the doll.
Kill me, man. Maybe we want to buy this.
$1,000?
Yeah. Well, one of the fingers is actually broken off.
What the fuck?
That
is damaged goods?
It. I know.
Poppy doesn't have an original box.
No. As a
15% discount right there.
As a collector enthusiast, how much is that thing worth? If it's damaged, no original packaging.
Depending on the market, yeah, anywhere from 15 to 20% down. Like, you knock it right off. Since it's damaged and missing a finger... You can't fucking replace that.
But
packaging, it's all dependent, because if you have a package you know, mint in package, like say Pee Wee Herman doll, it's all about the market. It could be a couple hundred bucks. It could be $20.
Yeah, but if it's haunted, does it raise the value?
The packaging? Yeah, no, dude, you need to put it in doll. Its fucking prison.
The doll.
I was gonna, what is the
a damaged doll? It means it's probably angry. I don't know anything about it. I don't collect haunted shit. Talk to those two married couple that have that fucking collect that shit.
Well, one of them's dead.
Yeah, fuck them. What?
I think both of them.
No, Lorraine Warren's still alive.
I think.
No, she's still alive. She's like 1,000 fucking years old, but she's still alive.
Yeah, black magic.
Museum's closed, though.
Well, yeah, because
Zach Baggins owns it.
Douche bro bought everything for his museum.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. The most jacked of the hobbits.
Yeah. So he's got a finger that's broken off, and
that's probably why he's pissed.
They have pictures, and they say please view them very carefully. I don't know why, but his hair is a bit tussled.
Like real hair or sculpted hair?
Probably has real hair.
Okay.
Because he's a doll, and he's a really fancy fucking doll, so it's probably real
hair. It probably would have been horse hair. Like, because that's what they use for dolls and shit like that. They don't use, like, real human hair because it's more expensive. So he's, like, horse hair and shit like
I was just curious because of the tussle. Do they sculpt it so it has, like, a sweet cowlick? Like, that it comes off to one angle? Or is it, you know, just it's old and beaten up, so, like, with any kind of doll, you know, over time, it just falls out.
It's pretty much what it looked like when I saw it. I was like, okay, whatever, you know. It's just been moved around. Yeah. They didn't want to touch it because, you know, they don't want to disturb the energy. So there was no brushing.
Understandable.
They say this is also part of their little specifics on it. You as the new owner could brush it if you like. This doll is in a good condition other than his finger. We can't see anything else wrong with him, but please keep in mind he's vintage and he has a lot of attention and handling over the years.
Wait, so 1994 is now vintage?
I guess so.
That makes me feel fucking old, and I'm the youngest.
My collection's worth money!
Well, technically, yes, it is.
I'm the youngest of the three of us, and I feel old now.
Well, no.
You are old, you fart.
I am. 94 puts it at...
almost, the penny would be like 25, right?
William was created for this lady by the name of Margot. And now they have in the whole description of everything and the story behind it, a little bit of information about Margot, but I just kind of don't want to, you know, bore everybody with the whole details of
why not?
What she was.
Let's hear it. I'm interested.
Okay.
I'm not bored.
All right. Nope. Well,
this is fascinating shit to me because, I mean, let's be honest, haunted houses and stuff can get boring. Because there's so many of them. Haunted objects are always interesting because you have that human connection to them. You know, it was connected to somebody, and then that got passed on to somebody else, and it can affect them negatively, positively. So this is good shit. I like these.
Well, yeah, and we all have, you know, some sort of doll or figure or something that we find a connection with.
Exactly.
Hell, I was cleaning my house, and I found stuffed animals that I had when I was, like, a kid that one of them was, like, easily over 30 years old.
I have one that's over 30 years old.
Yeah, so it's like, this stuff is always kind of cool because it's like you said, Robert the Doll is a key example of a doll that was just bought in a store and this kid had a weird connection with it and then all of a sudden some strange shit happened.
Mm-hmm.
I like this kind of stuff. Yeah.
So, okay, so now it says, now for the story. We recently obtained several dolls from a neighboring county from the home of a lady named Margot, as I had said earlier. It goes on to say, there was a total of 2,305 dolls in her home.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts. I don't like that. That's freaky as shit.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was thinking.
It's a whole bunch of dead eyes just staring at you, feeling like you're being watched all the time, like in that Goosebumps episode.
I've been in a house where this lady, it's in Brandon, so a town up from us, where up on, I think it's the second or third floor, she has this one room. It's a freaking doll room where, like, she has a table with all the dolls set up in it, And I'm like, okay, oh, this is so weird.
Kind of makes you feel like Tig from Sons of Anarchy with all the fucking weird dolls, and he's got to like turn them around so they're not looking at him because he's creeped out by them.
Yeah.
Well, and that's one of the funny things that always gets me is like these things are meant like you get the real dolls or like the babies that, you know, look like real babies.
Yeah.
And those things are creepy, but I'm like, I kind of can disconnect those. The ones that like are the one that you just described on the eBay thing. Those freak me out because I feel like those eyes follow you wherever mm-hmm. you go.
Uh-huh.
And it's like my parents had a couple. My grandmother had a couple. Like some of my aunts have some. And it's like wherever you go, you just like always are looking over your shoulder like, what the fuck? What? What did I do to you? Just stop staring at me.
It kind of freaks you out even more when people have like things on their house. On their door.
Yeah.
Do not touch dolls.
Yeah. You know,
it's like. Yeah. Why the hell do you have them here?
Yeah, what are they for?
They're for looking at.
Yeah. Well.
You look with your... Like my dad always said to me, like my mom and dad would say to me, we'd go to the store, you look with your eyes, not your hands.
Uh-huh. I always got told that because I always broke shit. Yeah, well, kid, and then my parents have to buy it.
Part of some of the ones that... The part really freaked me out about this lady's place was the fact that some of the dolls, well, 35. 5%, 20%, whatever, were Raggedy Ann dolls. Yeah, which was what Annabelle really was. And that was like, okay, you're nope. Weird.
No thanks.
No, no. I'm like, I'm walking in. I'm like, okay, where the fuck is this pole station? Oh, it's over there. Whew. Click, done, head out.
Yeah, it's like that's the thing is like with the movie they try to make it like this creepy porcelain doll when they don't realize.
Yeah, that's why when he was describing it, that's what I thought it was because it always seems to be the case. Like those are what freak me out.
But they don't realize that the doll, the actual doll, is creepier than like the one they would make up for a movie. Yeah, for me at least, dolls freak me out anyway. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
So all the dolls, So as it gone to say, in all, they were all exceptionally good, in good condition. They were in every room of her large house, including the attic, basement, and garage. Some were adult size, sitting in a chair or standing in the middle of a room. She never married and never had children. The dolls were all she had in the world. Margaret was a ghost hunter before ghost hunting was cool. She was a psychic medium, like I said. I don't know why it says was, she because retired. She's still alive.
How old is she? How old should she be?
She's like in her 70s.
Yeah, so she probably just decided to slow down, maybe stop.
Yeah.
Makes sense. But they don't have a really good retirement plan, though.
No.
No 401k and ghost hunting.
No bennies for ghost hunters.
No.
She should have seen that coming.
Oh. Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh.
So bad.
She's over there, and all of a sudden, she's at home just sitting there, like knitting or crocheting, and just starts crying.
What an asshole. Guys are a bunch of dicks. It's like that psychic up in Burlington that went out of business. It's like, how didn't you see it coming, you know?
Or the one that was in Rutland for a short time.
A snort time?
Snort time. Short, small, tiny.
Well, technically, Rutland, it could be a snort time, depending on what you're there for.
That is true.
It wasn't downtown, though.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
She began performing readings when she was 12 years old and read for 70 years. She traveled all over the world and had exceptional experiences. During her journey, she became attached to certain spirits, even more than they were attached to her. When we walked into her home, we were taken back by the intense energy. One of our friends does investigations, and he said the energy was the strongest he ever felt. Now, we know what that feels like after, like, the haunted house.
Yeah.
I can relate. We all can relate to that, where if it was super intense, you know, really people were getting scared, the energy level is just...
It's palpable.
Yeah.
Oh, give me a big word.
Good word. That's a very good word.
I know, right?
You're lucky he didn't say $5.
Oh, you can fuck off now. Now we started doing this show. Now he's the one that uses big words. I'm like,
thing is, I have to look him up. I don't just know them. I have to look them up.
I have a smart wife that tells me big words, and I try to listen.
I am the stupiderest person on this show.
Nah, I don't think so.
I am.
I think my monster can is pretty dumb. Just chilling.
So Margo, she goes on to say Margo is still alive, as I said, but she's not well. She had to give up her home and her beloved doll collection, and she is now living in a care facility and suffering from dementia. That kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's never good.
Wait, I wonder if so. She said the dolls that she had life or were haunted or cursed or whatever. Like, I wonder if that was part of her dementia of, like, coming in, that she kind of like a small form of schizophrenia where she was giving them characters in life. Like, you know how little kids like, oh, this is my best friend, and he does this, and they do this, and it's really just an imaginary thing. It's their kind of imagination. I wonder if the dementia kind of came at her in a different way, like something happened, and now.
To head of nail.
Boom, look at me. Well, no, because I'm just piecing it together. Because I'm like,
it's
a
not,
lot of times this stuff, it comes like earlier than you anticipated. Because my other thing I always think was, like, she's a ghost hunter. What about if she uses some black magic shit, pulls the spirits out, puts it in a doll because then it's in a physical vessel, so it's not running. I'm sorry.
You asshole.
I really got nothing in front of me except for a monster can and a
and
hat.
A hat.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm like, well, you're just kind of like hitting the, you know, right on the head. Boop.
He did the same shit last week, too. And
I'm
I was like,
how the fuck do you know this?
I'm like, did I accidentally fucking email you my show notes? You goddamn psychic. Get out of here.
I'm like, did you look this? I'm like, I'm kind of thinking, did he look this fucking thing up on eBay before I did?
He didn't even fucking know what we were talking about until I picked him up today.
I'm just like, well, son of a bitch.
Just cut all that out.
Motherfucker.
Can't help it. My brain just works overtime all the time.
No, it's good. It's good. It's cool. But we'll get into, we'll fill in the gaps.
Yeah, I'll
so, as we
theorize
said,
later.
Yeah. So she's still alive, but not well. She's living in a care facility, suffering from dementia. We were told by the auctioneer that she returned twice to visit her dolls. But she wasn't permitted to take any of them with her because, you know, you don't want to do that. You can't have that.
Yeah, because it'd be one of those things where if she took them with her, it could be a trigger item. If she's obviously living in an assisted care home, and if somebody moves it, it could cause a violent outrage. If one of them goes missing, then she could go crazy. Not like oh, and she'd get very angry, upset. Also, if she sees one, she's going to wonder where the rest of them
are.
Well,
yeah. I think it's...
So there's a variety of different things that can cause, you know, a negative impact where if we just and separate her.
Yeah, but I don't – coming from, you know, having just had my mom in the, you know, the rehab place, mm-hmm. but it's also assisted living, I think it's more like they don't know what could be any diseases or anything
right.
that are on it.
Anything can be
like any molds
it.
Or anything.
Yeah,
so they don't want to bring that into the facility.
Totally right? understandable because if these are old, dusty items, you don't know anything about them. Not
exactly.
like you really clean them.
But, as you said, it could be because, you know...
Trigger items, man.
It could be like a trigger item. It could be something, you know, I mean, but they wouldn't know that probably.
Yeah.
You know, unless they know her backstory.
They probably just told them, like, if they had a feeling there'd be a trigger item and they know that that would set her off, they'd just be like, we're not going to bring them in just because, you know, we are in a we're in a clean facility.
Yeah.
We don't want to bring them in, and you don't want us to ruin them.
Exactly.
So they should stay where they're at.
Plus, you probably forget about them.
Yeah.
Sucks. So it goes on to say, the person says, we asked for the most haunted dolls there, and Margot's great niece directed us to the dolls we inevitably purchased. Each doll was loved and cared for by Margot as though they were her children. Each doll is said to have an active spirit inside. Now, let's meet the doll. William was created by Margot, as I said, by the direction of Artworks. According to Margot, her notes, William is one of the most haunted dolls she has, and one of the most haunted objects she's ever encountered. Margot wanted this particular doll to be kept to keep the spirit of a little boy inside. In her words, to give him life. She, Margot, started interacting with the spirit of the child when she was a child herself. See, this is why
kind of like a Pinocchio situation.
Yeah,
bringing a doll to life to give it, you know, everlasting life and give it the life it deserves, even though it won't age, but it can still experience.
Yeah, she grew up in Amish country, so it could be Pennsylvania, Ohio. It could be Ohio, it could be
Midwest,
parts of New York.
Parts of New York, it could be Maryland,
but,
Delaware,
when people
Virginia.
Think people think Amish country, they generally think Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
yeah, that's yeah. where my brain went, because
yeah.
stereotypically that's where it's at.
And those are the nicest people you ever meet, and they make fantastic baked goods.
The people I met are over in Whitehall, and they're fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you, Amish, who are not going to listen to this show. We appreciate your baked goods.
Yeah, your apple crumble pie is pretty dynamite every Thanksgiving.
And woodworking. Yeah, they're good with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The ghost child inside the doll is that of a little Amish boy who passed at 8 years old from a sudden illness in the year 1877. He visited Margo for many years, but he came and went, never staying longer than a year or so at a time, and sometimes vanishing for 10 years or longer. Margo always wanted him to stay. In her adult years, when he would appear, she would try to trap him inside different dolls, and it never worked. Hmm. Here's my thing going, why the fuck would you do that?
I think probably because she made a connection that he was a friend, and, well, she thought it was a friend, and she never wanted to let him go. Because, one, she could use it as a, look, I have a haunted doll of a little boy. There's marketing, so then she could sell, like, a book tour or be interviewed, bring the doll around, kind of like the, mm-hmm. you know, what they do with kind of essentially with Robert the Doll. They bring him around to places they used to. And it kind of keeps a good steady cash flow. Two, probably to show that she could do it. And like you said before, and you alluded to that she'd never wanted him to go. He would disappear and then come back, disappear and come back. And she wanted him to stay with her. So probably she had a connection with somebody. Did she have a significant other?
No, no, never married.
So there you go. That's probably another thing of like the spirit she's known since how old was she? Like eight?
Childhood.
So since eight, this is probably the only
eight years old.
Probably the only friend in this connection of this world that she's a part of.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if, you know, you can, the little boy from the Sixth Sense, he can see dead people. He can see all this stuff and no one believes him and thinks he's imagining this stuff. You start making that connection with that one entity, and it's like, I want you to be with me 24/7 because you're the only one that gets me. A yep. fucking Casper moment with Christina Ricci. Can I keep you? No. I am a free motherfucking spirit.
That's right. So she then had the idea of creating, having this doll created, a male doll that resembled him, according to what she saw.
Which would, I guess, would maybe make it easier to capture his spirit if it looks like the person did it in life, maybe?
Yeah, possible. Yeah.
Yep. Now, what sealed it for her was when artworks came out with William, the exact name of the child. So they had come out with this doll
mm-hmm.
all on their own. She didn't. So I guess I misunderstood. I should have like read it better. I thought it was she made him create it. But actually, it was more like they created it, and she was like, oh, shit, that looks just like him. Sweet. And they have the same name. We can do this. Although, so it goes on to say, although there was a base to the doll, William's details of his face, eyes, and hair and body were custom designed to that of the vision she had. I always saw the child, William. Okay, so she did have it. Okay, so I should have kept writing. Fuck, I did read this. I feel like I sound like a fucking idiot.
Don't worry, dude.
I'm reading it. I'm like, okay, no, they come with a name, but all right, yes. She did have those parts customized. So she waited for the child to reappear to her. And when he did, she trapped the spirit in the doll, William. And this is where he has been since December of 1994.
Did she ever say how she caught him? Like, did she use some pagan rituals or stereotypical rituals
probably,
that you owe?
No, it does not say how she how she actually did perform that.
Kind of curious on that one.
Yeah. So it goes on to say this person keeps going and says that this doll has only had one owner. We don't know if he's well behaved in the home. We don't know how he will behave in a new home and with new people. But William has been extremely active in Margot's home over the years. According to her notes, he's spoken several times. She's heard noises coming from him, humming, whistling, insults, and endearing words, depending on his mood. Her requests, he requests toys and to sit outside in a chair. He also likes sandboxes and swings. That's a demanding little shit.
Well, it's a little kid.
Yeah.
You know, he knows what he wants to do. And
yeah, and if he's never gotten older.
It's true. True. She said that he hides and moves objects daily when he's going through a high active period. He has crying tantrums at night, kicks his feet, and she claims to have seen him running around in circles, and then he just dropped down on the floor. She also said she's seen his legs, arms, and head move very quickly. Of course she's going to do all this shit because, well, he doesn't. I don't think he really wants to be in this damn body.
I wouldn't imagine.
I mean, it just seems like, you know, there's points where he's okay with it, but there's almost seems like there's points where he's like, fuck this. I don't want to be inside of this damn doll anymore. I want to move on. I want to, you know, be able to come and go. Because, I mean, it seems like, you know, he did befriend Margot, but he wants to be able to...
He wants his freedom.
Yeah, now that she's gone and she's somewhere else, probably like, I just want to... Let me go. Let me be free. You know, she held me in here. Now, you know, I have no connection with you. Let me just do what I want.
Yeah. This person goes on to say, one night, he was found outside of Margot's house at the bottom of her cement steps. The front door was open, and it appeared as though he fell down the steps. That's where he lost his finger. She looked everywhere but couldn't find it. Many times she woke up to him standing at her bed staring at her. Oh, that freaked the fuck out of me.
Yeah, right?
My dog does that and I get the willies.
Yeah.
One of those things you're like, I'm going to kick you.
Yeah.
Get away.
She had a guest stay over once and he slept on the couch. He woke up bleeding after being hit in the head with something. They found William on the floor next to him, smiling with his arms out, wanting to be picked up. They never found out what hit him, but he had to get stitches at the ER, and he never stayed there again.
Interesting.
Margot thinks that the doll was jealous.
Huh.
Yeah.
William, don't be jealous, little buddy. If you want to, I'll let you go play in the sand if you just leave me alone for like a couple hours.
Oh, that's, yeah, I'm like, that's kind of freaky as shit. You know, you're just trying to sleep and all of a sudden you get freaking whacked in the head. Then it's like, all you kind of like roll over and you're like, you see this doll. Hey!
No, thank you.
I don't know how he, that's kind of weird that he would, I don't know if he stayed the night. The rest of the night or what? But that's
when you find out how good your homeowner's insurance is when you burn the fucking house down to get rid of it.
No, man, you just bury it in cement.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Story goes on by saying that she also, Margot, this is, said that William's facial expressions changes frequently. Sometimes his eyes are wide, other times they're droopy. He smiles, frowns, and looks confused and upset at different times. One of our staff members said she thought his eyes were almost closed when she unpacked him, but for pictures, they were wide open. Ooh, weird.
Yeah. What kind of eyes does this thing have again?
Doesn't it have one of those weird, like, rotator eyes? Yeah. Like, when I remember some kids' dolls, if you lean the head back, the eyes will close. If you lean it forward, they'll open.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Yeah,
it says they're crystal glass eyes.
Okay, so there's no eyelids.
Just like glass balls, basically, that are sewn into the thing's face.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. Mm. Eek.
No.
Let's see. Hold on. Sorry. Gotta get back to where I was. No problem, dude. That. Okay. Margo said, activity comes in spurts. He'll be quiet for several months and then wildly active for a month or two, and then the pattern will continue. Even during his quiet periods, though, there is some activity now and then, just not drastic or daily. Again, we don't know how he will behave in a new home. He may be incredibly wild upon arrival, or he may be quiet. Need quiet time to become adjusted. His energy is supercharged and strong. You could feel that just by looking at him. But the claims in Margot's notes are extreme. Every word may be true, but some of it sounds pretty fantastic. Regardless, this doll is a serious cult item, and has a long documented spiritual history. Not just from Margot, but from her family members, neighbors, coworkers, and close friends. Only buy this item if you know how to appease such a forceful soul, and if you don't frighten easily. He may be okay for a novice. He may be okay for a novice if you. Oh my gosh! Wow.
This is a part of the show where all of our brains stop working.
He may be okay for a novice if you've done your homework, but we could feel more comfortable giving him to someone with experience. There's free shipping on the item. Oh, but it also comes with one other thing, a free gift that is included with the purchase, and that is a 4-ounce bottle of spirit-keeping artisan spell oil.
Water.
Mm-hmm. And that is William the doll.
Jesus, man.
Well, that was fascinating. It started off good, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you get this spirit keeping water.
Hey, we're going to send you a little vial of canola oil, and you shake it at it, and he stays in there.
Yeah, it's like I was on board, and all of a sudden it got to that. I was like, you motherfuckers. But free shipping and handling, that's good.
That's always good.
Guaranteed they toss them into like a shoebox. Fuck it.
Yeah. Well, it's probably like, you know, to keep it, you know.
Yeah.
In, to not let it out. I don't know, man. So what'd you guys think?
That was pretty cool.
I liked it. There's some, I was not going to lie, I wasn't sure about what we were going to talk about, because I was like, oh man, if we talk about the Robert and the Annabelle and... I think this other one is like Herbert or Herbert or whatever its name is.
Yeah.
That like is like the doll that's been pieced together. It was like, I've seen those ones. But these ones are kind of cool, man.
Yeah.
I was on board with William like from the beginning because I thought, oh, man, there's a lot of cool shit that's going on with this one. And it's an eBay, which I always find fascinating when people are like, this thing is haunted. Sell it on eBay.
And the thing is like this person that's selling it has... I believe, if I'm not mistaken, like maybe 3 or 4 more dolls that they're selling.
A little bit lesser price. Where's Zach Baggins?
Yeah.
Let him buy all this shit. Even though actually it's just funny because he hates dolls.
I know.
And he has like 2 haunted dolls.
I know. See him going to the Isla de...
Oh, God, that one in Mexico?
Yeah, when he walked in, he started freaking the fuck out.
The best one was Destination Truth when Josh Gates went down there. And he's got the camera right on this doll, and he's got his radio like right next to him, and he's like holding the button. He goes, I swear to God, if that thing's eyes open, I'm fucking done. And he no more than says that, and one of the guys goes, meep. Like, yeah, it just kind of opens real slow, and he's like, fuck, and just walks away.
So the other thing I was kind of thinking about, too, was like the dolls that were in that island in Mexico.
Yeah, that's the one we were talking about. Isla.
Oh, yeah, yep. Sorry, I was thinking about the one. There's a hotel in, I thought, like Texas or Mexico or Arizona. One, like New Mexico, whatever. where it's like this clown hotel. And there's rooms that literally have a bunch of dolls in it. And I remember when he went in there, he was starting freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah. Yeah, man, it's haunted objects are always cool. And I feel like haunted dolls or just figures in general are really fascinating because there's so much history that can be there that we don't know. And the connection of, like, what went on with that doll? Why is it there? Is it someone that, you know, they just built up a connection? Is it a trapped spirit that they used to, you know, keep a spirit in, you know, a physical form that they could keep it under control? Is it a demon that came in and did a little whisper and now shit's happening? Like, there's so many different options and potential of learning more and keep hunting for more that it's, like, kind of a daunting task.
Yeah.
And then you just find something that's like, oh, this just came out of the factory 2 days ago. Fuck that thing.
Yeah, right?
Just get it away from me.
So the island is Isla de las Muncinas.
Yeah, about that man that saw the little girl drown. He tried to save her. Yeah. Yeah, and then dolls upon dolls that just floated. It's like, how many dolls float down river?
Oh, no, they don't all float down river. People that go to visit the island will bring them with them, too.
No, he had a bunch that were there that came through the river, and then now they do it. Yeah.
But, I mean, I was... as soon as I saw like the Charlie one, I was like, "Oh, that's kind of cool." All right, I'll talk about that one. But then I was like, more and more, I'm like, "Oh man, this kind of I want to know more. I really want to know more, you know." But I couldn't find anything more, and I was like, "Oh, this is kind of a letdown." Well, maybe I'll just preface with saying that this is all I found. Sorry, guys, type of thing. I was like, but it's kind of cool anyway to know that this.
There's more doll out there than just the main ones.
Yeah, that this doll actually did attack people and it's haunted. I mean, even though we don't know anything about it, but that's the mystery about it. Is we don't know, where the doll came from as far as, why it was in the trunk, why there's a Lord's Prayer. Obviously, there's a Lord's Prayer in there because that doll was fucking with people before.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, okay. It's kind of like Jumanji, You put that fucker back in the box and... do not touch it.
You just wrap it in concrete and bury it.
Yep. And then, getting to William, I thought that was kind of cool. It was just to find dolls, I did find one more doll that is haunted as fuck, I guess.
Oh, yeah?
But I tried to contact the person and to see if they want to share their story because they didn't have anything about it. And they wrote back that they wouldn't share the story, which I don't blame them, just because...
Get bent. Leave me alone.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, well, we don't want to share the story of it because it is what it is. I'm like, okay, I don't want to...
there's some people that will just admit that, I believe this is haunted, and they're just like, we're just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Don't let the story live. Just leave it alone, and then...
Yeah, I mean,
something may come up around the corner.
They were just hyping about it being, super haunted. And I'm like, okay, cool. Well, let's see if I can get a reply from this just to find out from them, what it
does
is.
Does the doll stare at you while you sleep in bed because it didn't get to go play in the sandbox or in the swing?
Did it hit anybody in the head while they were sleeping, like another gentleman? No? Shit.
Does it have a weird amulet that it needs to get to?
I was just...
put its soul in a small child. Oh, man, I enjoyed it. I like it. It was a good episode.
Cool.
A lot of cool shit.
Yeah, well, if you want to hear more like this, just check us out. We're on...
tell other people to check us out, too.
Yeah, definitely. Tell other people to check us out. And just remember, you can tell them, hey, if you don't want let anybody else hear our vulgar language that
or
we might be
spewing...
you're
listening to at work.
Yeah. Go to studio. Check them out.
Get some headphones.
Get some headphones. They're great.
Oh, and speaking of headphones, we are still taking entries for our competition for...
new logo.
For a new logo. The winner of that, like we said last week, is going to get a set of the Studio Regents, which is what all three of us use. They are awesome headphones. So you still have a couple of weeks to get your entries in because we are going to... try to cut it off at March 1st so that we can make our choice and have
there's
it up
some
for...
badass art that's
oh,
been coming
man.
In.
Some of the stuff we've gotten so far, like...
Mikhail Falk, thanks for yours. If you're listening to this, we saw that, and I showed it to Kevin C. I'm going to show it to Seth after.
Yep. Yeah. We've got a lot from a lot of people. This is going to be a hard choice to make.
Which is the best kind of choice to make when it's hard and you have to talk.
Whoa.
it's gonna be tough because we've gotten.
I want that as a flag.
We've gotten a lot of really good art from a lot of really cool people, and it's gonna be tough to make that choice. But again, like Seth said before, if you send us anything, we're gonna send you at least a sticker to say thank you.
It's got to be something with a little heart and soul behind it, not just you wrote on a piece of paper, dark window, and then send a picture.
Okay, so you're saying I'm out of the competition then.
Motherfuckers, if I can't enter, none of you assholes can enter.
Shit.
And I actually was working on some fucking sweet art, too.
Well, speaking of sweet art, you got another thing to talk about real quick before we end the show.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention because that was way too good of a transition, and I don't like it. So... what are you talking about?
You want me to try a different one?
Nah, it's fine. We'll just roll with it.
Hey, check out these paint swatches I got for the studio. Oh, speaking of painting.
Speaking about painting. God damn it, another good one. You can head on over to GameEnvy.net, home of the Hobby Holder. I said at the top of the show, I'll say at the bottom of the show, and I'll say it in the middle of the show if I can ever sneak it in. You go over there. You find what you like. They're the home of multiple different hobby-related tools. One of them is the Hobby Holder. I reference it all the time. 2-in-1. Handle and base combo. The base rotates, and it is one of the best little tools to paint your miniatures because you can get all those nook and crannies. They have the brush bastion, which holds your brushes, so they don't go all roly-toly all over the place. They also have the paint puck, which helps you clean your brushes. They have some awesome custom hand-cut wood bases. Probably not hand-cut, mine were like laser cut, but still they're pretty badasses. And then if you want some miniatures, you get... head over there, too, because they have a sweet night miniature. That's GameEnvy.net. Put in the promo code Broadstone at checkout. Save yourself 10% off the entire order. Now, if you want miniatures or you want to get into a game system, you want to get out of a game system, we got this one-stop shop for you. That is DiceHead.com. If you want to get a miniature and possibly try to trap a little soul in it and then paint it how you think that little soul guy is supposed to be, like a certain little William, you can do that. Or if you want to paint some spectral little spooky, ooky little things, you can do that too. They sell them. Head on over to Dicehead Games, like I said before, and you can take a look at all the variety of different things. They have board games, card games, miniature games. They have comics. They have all sorts of collectibles. And if you're into wanting to get out of a game system and get into a new one, take some pictures. Click that little tab on the left side right there that says the miniature trade-in program and send them an email. They'll look at it, send you a price back of what they're offer. And you can get store credit for whatever you want.
Sweet.
Woo!
And if you want to get a hold of us, you can email us at darkwindowspod@gmail.com.
Hell yeah.
That's where you can send all those little pictures.
Yep.
All them arts.
Uh-huh. Artsy fartsy stuff. Send it in.
Yep.
We love it. And plus, or if you can't really draw or you don't have the skills to do on a computer, you just want to tell us, you know, you like the show or don't like the show.
Yeah.
Or what we can do better, email us, you know.
Definitely.
Or if you don't want to do email and you'd rather do Facebook, go on to Facebook. Look us up.
Yep.
Dark Windows Podcast. We're on there. You can find us.
I'm on Facebook. My name's Kevin Carlton. I'm on Instagram at kcarlton87. If you go on the Facebook page, I'm on there like 20 hours a day, it feels like sometimes.
And I'm on there. I'm Kevin Heyer. You'll see me. And I'm on Instagram. I'm at Speedy802. You can find me on Instagram. I will be either one. And you can also find us on, speaking of Instagram, you can find us on there at Dark Windows Pod.
And on Twitter at Dark Windows Pod.
Yep. So, yeah, plenty of platforms to come find us. Hey, Seth, where can we find you?
Currently, Vermont.
He's sitting in my house.
Boom, baby.
On Instagram,
the only place that you can really find me, because I don't do any of the other doodaddy stuff, I am at Broadstone_creations, and you can see me painting miniatures, building model kits, and whole other bunch of randomness.
Sweet.
Yes, sir. What about you, Mr. H?
I said where I was.
No, you personally. Where are you personally?
I'm in Vermont.
Damn it. I thought we were phoning this in.
Oh. Personally, I'm in a pretty good place. I started a new job a few weeks ago. I'm happy.
No one cares. Yeah. Moving on.
Thank you.
Got him in his own house, too.
Yeah.
Hey, do we want to give him a little sneak peek at what we're doing next week?
Yeah.
Or say, fuck you.
No.
We're not telling.
Or do you want to torture them with not knowing until next week?
I'll give you a hint because that's kind of, I've been working on it as we've been talking.
Good pun.
Right? That worked.
Good job. High five. He missed it.
Oh, no. I got it. I was just ignoring it.
Whatever.
Next
He's
week,
not used to sweet transitions.
Yeah.
Sweet transvestites.
I know one of them. Gorgeous.
But next week, we're kind of not going for scary or true crime. I'm hoping to make people squirm a little bit.
Says you, not scary.
Yeah. Well, considering some of the pictures I just looked at, it's pretty fucking scary, actually. Next week, we're going to talk about some different torture methods that have been used throughout time.
We should just end it at my whole little... We should just torture them by not telling them what's coming up next.
But I will give you guys a spoiler alert. We are not talking about the rack. We're not talking about the wheel. We're not talking about the Iron Maiden. We're not talking about any of the big ones that people usually talk about because I wanted to find some different shit. And it's fucking terrifying what we've done to each other in the past.
Can we talk about...
And I tried to avoid...
Fuck it. Are we going to talk about my wife singing? That's torture.
Oh.
If she listens to this, I am fucked.
I also tried to avoid ones that sound like either playground equipment or sex moves, too. So, you know, like the Spanish donkey.
Yeah, all I'm going to say is the Inquisition, what a show.
Yeah, I actually have in here, you know, for part of it, you know, insert Monty Python joke.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get coconuts from?
Coconuts are not migratory. Anyway.
Swallows.
I do not.
What?
Well, only pros swallow. But anyway, just because you can't see out into the dark doesn't mean that there's not a creepy fucking doll in your closet staring at you.
Yeah, creepy doll Jane.
That was awesome.
Right? I'm going to leave that one in.
Yeah, leave that one in.
Boom.
Boom.
I love you. Kisses. Stick shift.
Ah, fuck, I get shifted.
Have a spooktacular day or night.
I like it. Leave it in.